You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Monday afternoon, the 21st day of March, and we're joined by Mark Russo. He's at Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois, to take a look at the weather forecast. Good afternoon to you, Mark.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Tell me about the weather forecast here in the Corn Belt to begin with.
Well, the main item of news is the turn to much colder conditions here coming up later on this week. And we see temperatures trending cooler than normal with a modified Arctic air mass coming in behind a storm system that will produce precipitation primarily across the northern sections here of the Corn Belt, some scattered thunderstorms down to the south. In fact, some of the precip up north will be in the form of snow in areas of, well, eastern Nebraska, across Nebraska into far northern Iowa and into southern parts of Wisconsin, southern Michigan. And so, and here as the calendar has changed from winter to spring, there's certainly going to be a mixture of seasonal weather here, both from a winter and the spring standpoint. So, and those cooler than normal temperatures working their way in. It does look like that's going to continue into next week. There still will be some variability, but overall here in the Midwest, it is a bit of a cooler bias, which again is just noteworthy in the fact that it's been such unusually warm for such an extended period of time. And this is just something a little bit different here for a while.
Speaking of a little different, you called this a modified Arctic air mass. What does the modified part of it mean?
Modified being that its origin is in the Arctic or up towards, well, the North Pole. Some air masses originate over northwestern Canada. Other air masses can originate in places such as Siberia. As this air mass is tracking southward, it is going to be modified by the ground, meaning that that's where snow cover or the lack of snow cover becomes very important. And so with a lack of snow cover in areas of like the northern plains, that is going to allow temperature, and with actually warmer soil temperatures across that area of late, that's going to help to actually warm up the air mass as it travels over those areas. So it's when you have more widespread, thicker snowpack that you can maintain the purity of Arctic air. That tends to be more of a feature in December, January, and February rather than March or early April. But overall, because of the warmer soil temperatures and the lack of snow, that's going to help to modify or warm up that air mass compared to what it could be.
Oh, I like that way. I like the modified version much better. I have to admit. A quick word about South America then, please.
Yeah, quiet across South America. Now, Argentina is trending drier than normal. That's not of any concern. In fact, in the short term, it's net beneficial as it allows for rapid harvest progress of summer crops. If it begins to persist throughout all of April and into May, it could become more of an issue for planting of winter wheat. But we got a long ways to go before that would be of any concern.
Hey, thanks, Mark.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mark Russo is with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this 21st day of March, coming up on the end of our time together. You can always visit us if you'd like at willag.org. That's willag.org. We post all of our agricultural programming there not long after it airs on our radio stations. I'm Todd.